Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Aaron's on with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
So Aaron and Kyle met through some mutual friends. They were texting for a few days. Kyle asked Aaron to coffee. Aaron, you were telling us off the air you guys had an awesome time at the end of the date. Aaron, you asked Kyle if you could go get drinks. And then Kyle said he'd like to, but then in your effort, trying to make plans and go have those drinks, you felt Kyle kept making excuses. At least that's what you felt like was happening, right?
Yeah, totally.
Did you get a vibe or anything off of the coffee that, you know, it sounded like it was going well, but then maybe in the text dialogue after that, did it seem like it went south or?
Like maybe the coffee was good, but then something happened while they were texting?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, I don't think so. When we had coffee, it was great. He was giving me vibes and, you know, we had a lot in common. He asked me questions, he, like, touched my knee and all that. And afterwards, we texted a little bit and then nothing.
The texting and the knee. I mean, that was a good sign. It's 2019 now. Like, just do the knee and nothing more.
Sure.
All right, let's get to Kyle on the line. Let's see if we can figure this out. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Kyle. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. We're calling because we talked to Aaron. We heard that you and Aaron had an amazing coffee date and, you know, wanted to set up more time to hang out, maybe grab a drink, but she hasn't heard from you. Can we ask you a couple of questions about maybe why Aaron hasn't heard from you since?
Sure, I guess, yeah.
So what happened? It sounded like you kept making excuses on why you guys couldn't connect again.
Oh, no. You know, I mean, honestly, man, I've just been really busy. And we did text a couple of times, like, back and forth. So, it's not like I, like, completely ghosted her. I just...
Yeah, okay. You know. Here's the thing. People make time for the people that they like. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
That's just sort of a universal human thing. And remember, she wants to know.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. Listen, I was super attracted to her. She was awesome. We hit it off. We had a great time. But I guess if I'm being completely honest, she just got, her boobs are huge, man. Like, too big. I don't know if that makes sense.
So, like you mean her, like, she has implants that are too big?
No, I don't think they're implants. But, like, they're just massive.
Well, okay.
And you're not attracted to that.
No.
Do you like girls with like a small chest?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm normally, it doesn't even cross my mind, but these are so big.
They're too big.
Just like.
Yeah, they're too big. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, can we talk to Aaron?
Aaron's on. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
You're on with Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
So in talking to Kyle, we found out that you have big boobs, and they're a little too big for Kyle's liking, I guess.
Can I just ask, are these your natural boobs?
Yeah, I don't understand how this is even relevant to anything.
Okay,
how is it
so
relevant?
There's nothing, so
he's
like,
not attracted to your breasts.
Okay, but like if he's attracted to everything else, and this is...
Rain once told me that a girl wasn't pretty because she had a crooked tooth.
And you badgered him about that.
Yeah, because that's way different.
Incessantly.
That's way different.
How is it different?
So I'm not going to speak for Kyle. I'll speak for myself. But girls that have naturally gigantic breasts, no matter how skinny you are, you always look heavy. I mean, that's unfortunately.
Yeah, gasp indeed.
Hold on a second. I'm the one that you've never heard that or never thought that.
Well,
I'm the one that invented breast reduction surgery for situations like that.
If she doesn't want to have surgery on her body.
I'm not saying that she does, but to gasp, like I just said something she's never heard before.
I know, but that's not even his argument, is that it makes her look heavy.
He hasn't said his argument yet.
His argument
Kyle, stop making me take your bullets.
Can I first just apologize, Aaron?
No!
To you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you if I did. I really didn't. I was just being honest. And I you know.
Your honesty is offensive.
I think you're a really great girl.
You know what it is? It's also like a girl who won't date a bald guy. Like, oh, everything about him is great, but I just am not attracted to bald guys. This is that. This is that. Some guys are not a big boob guy. Kyle's not a big boob guy. Aaron, you're a big boob girl.
Okay.
Buzzer.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
The good news is we are getting flooded with texts from apparently men. We can't tell if they're men or women that are saying they are fine with your big boobs. So I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And Kyle, like, I really wish you luck on your dating ventures. You should probably specify before you go out with anybody what you like.
Wow.
The shade is so good.
All righty. I think he'll be fine, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.